Good practice today. Guys worked hard. They went back and forth, and that's what you're looking for. Offense challenging defense, defense challenging offense. That's the way you get better. The more the competition, the better. We did a lot of ones versus ones, and it's a positive fix. Time, George.
Andy, yesterday you talked about Alex Smith talking about him being more aggressive with the ball. Can you elaborate exactly what you meant by that?
Well, this is what you want. You want to get a feel of the offense now, and in particular when you're new at it. So you get a feel and you want to test it out. So if there are close throws, challenge it. See what you can get away with. If it ends up being an interception, okay, it's an interception. You learn from it. These are smart guys. So they learn from it. And then once they get into the season, they're not experimenting with it on game day. They know what they can get away with. They know what they can't. And they're able to use the offense to their abilities. And that's what I meant by yesterday's cut.
Is that something you had to talk to him about, to kind of preach to him about, to reprogram him, if you will, to do that?
Well, it's a new offense. So I would tell any quarterback that comes in new that's what you need to do. I've told them all that. Go ahead and take your shots. See what you can get away with, within reason. But if it's close throw, there are going to be a few of those in the National Football League on game day. So you need to know what you can get away with each route and how you work it and that's what I kind of told all of them.
Travis Kelce getting a lot of work. I mean, you like what you're seeing from him?
Yeah, he's picking things up well. That's a challenge. You put that in running back, that's a tough thing because you're asking him to know the run game, the pass game, blocking schemes, so on, for pass protection and in the run game. So, he's doing well. He's got to keep getting better.
Yeah.
But he is getting a lot of reps, and that's that should help.
What's your biggest impression with Alex Smith so far?
I think Alex is doing a good job. He's working. Sure has nice control of the offense. The guys respect him. Good command in the huddle. And he gets people's attention. He's demanding. He's demanding on himself, but he's also demanding on the guys around him. And they seem to respond to that.
The players talk about up-tempo, a lot of things thrown at him. How's this compared to what he did in Philadelphia, the way he handled mini camps, OTAs?
Well, we move fast. I mean, that's something we did there. But we're trying to even take it up a notch from that.
So get anybody to buy into your system a little more up-tempo to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, the guys, they enjoy it. It's hard, but they enjoy it. And we're giving them a few different things to think about, throwing a lot at them. But I told you yesterday, I've been pleased with how they've responded. They've really taken the challenge and handled it well.
When you're moving that fast, when do you find the time to coach? Is that off the field? Is that on the sidelines, in between?
Well, you've got your film, so they're going up there right now. So they'll hit the film and look at it there. And then you coach them when they're on the sidelines. So they're in, they're out, and you get them, coach them on the run. And then make sure your film studies are good.
What did you see in today's practice that you didn't see yesterday?
Well, I mean, it went back and forth. So I saw some good things. We had a couple down the field throws with the offense, more so than we had yesterday. But it was the guys were working hard, and that's a challenge. You come back that second day, are you willing to work as hard as you did the day before? They were willing to do that.